To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Look, man, because we got business to attend to today. Let's get this out of the way. It's Wednesday, so I'm going to get my 49ers lineup together. I'm going to get my Raiders lineup together. I'll probably get a college football lineup together and start it next week. You know I'm going to have my NBA lineups going together, Kings games, all this other stuff. But I'm going to make sure this particular week.
Yeah.
I use that max discount that they got for Steph Curry.
Gotta do that.
Half a point. Mm-hmm. Put them in the lineup. It's a winner. It's a winner, right? So go to Prize.
Well, you can set a Kings lineup tonight. Kings play tonight.
Yeah, but I don't know who's going to be playing. I didn't see Namar. I seen Dennis in the first two. I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to wait until the start of the regular season, which Jalen Green will not be in that lineup at all because he ain't going to be in the lineup at all opening night when the Suns take on the Kings. But we'll get to that on opening night. But download the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Oh, a two-handed windmill between the legs for WSKF. Oh, the dunk contest is amazing. It's electric here in All-Star Weekend for the IGTBRL. Oh, All-Star Weekend is out of control.
This is embarrassing. Oh, boy. This is the most embarrassing thing you do. And you do a rock impression. It's terrible.
It's All-Star Week. What you want me to do? He was in a dunk contest.
I don't know. Just do the read, get paid, and keep it moving.
He was in the dunk contest. I have to announce what he did in the dunk contest.
Speaking of, it's good to be right. Kyle Mattson told our man Mark, our promotions coordinator, man, you should get like some D'Lo and KC hoodie and jogger sets. Mm. And while I'm smart enough to not wait for anyone to do that for us,
yes.
I did it. You can go over to D'LoandKC.com. We created a couple of different D'Lo and KC hoodie and jogger sets that I got the first one in the mail, and I think it's fire.
Okay.
I again, a person with half a brain would have wore it today. I can't wear it tomorrow because of a company event, but I'll wear it Friday, and it's not screened on. It's embroidered on.
Mm.
So it's not like a big, giant logo. It's a little subtle logo up in the corner. We use three different logos. They're all embroidered. One is the off-white one.
I like this.
That's on the baby blue. One is the D'Lo and KC Bel Air logo. That's on a green. And then the D'Lo and KC block logos that if you're watching on the screen, you see behind us. That's on like this faded black color.
Mm-hmm.
The material is flawed. I'm big on material. My clothes need to look good, but they need to feel great.
Right.
And these feel great. So that's over on D'LoandKC.com. If you want to get geared up for,
get one for me and
for the
wife.
Winter. It's pretty. I'm pretty happy with how this stuff came out. I was messing around a lot this weekend. I created some wake up call merch just for Katie to like mess around with. It was all winners, man. We hit a home run this weekend. Hit a home run this weekend for sure.
There goes Malik's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have to get one just because he's a homie, man. That's
let's
boy,
see.
Man.
Let's see what Ishmael talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line at 916-909-1320. Ish, what's good, baby?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. So I've seen the mixed reaction to Westbrook. I think his PR has just been destroyed by Laker fans during that. His stint in LA is really what sort of happened with his career, but I was the president of the We Should Tank fan club. I still think long-term is what we should have done, but we're living in a reality where this is our team. And above all, I'm a Kings fan, and I'm a Kings viewer of the product 82 games a year. And I'm an East Coast viewer, so these are 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. tip-off.
Oh, you a real one, Ish.
Where are you at on the East Coast, if you don't, mind me asking, Ish?
I'm just outside D.C.
Okay, DMV. Oh, my man. Stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm watching the products every night. Like, I know we're not winning the title. I know we're not tanking either. We're the third oldest team, blah, blah, blah. But you know what's going to improve this for me? I get to watch a Hall of Famer. I get to watch Russell Westbrook, who's not washed, what people are saying. He's not what he was, but he's still very effective. If you look at his logs last year in Denver, a playoff team, his per 36, all this stuff, he still can play make. He still puts pressure on the rims. And he does something that I think we've needed for years, which is he doesn't allow lulls in games. I love De'Aaron Fox. One thing Fox's offense really had a lot of was there would be these weird lulls where the energy would just sort of die. A 9-2 run is happening, and Fox would just sort of still be lackadaisical, still settle for jumpers, not putting any pressure on the rim. Westbrook doesn't allow garbage like that. Like, he's going to keep the intensity up, and it's going to make the product more viewable. He's going to get open shots for his teammates. Like, no, we're not tanking or anything. Like, it's, of course, long-term it's not great, but in the short term, we are better with Westbrook. Devin Carter, not drafted by Scott Perry, not drafted by B.J. Armstrong. He's not a backup point guard. Let's keep it real. It's not possible. And if he's on the court, that's bad news for his teammates too, because he's not setting anything up for anybody. Westbrook brings professionalism. He brings intensity, and he brings a level of calm, even though he plays sort of chaotically, like to the eye. He'll bring a level of calmness and stability to that position, which we really needed. And I think Malik Monk is going to get traded by the deadline. So sorry about that. I do like Malik Monk, but I don't see why anyone is like crapping on this move. It makes us a better, much, much more professional, watchable product. And my last point, Dennis Schroeder, you're not like some almighty Isaiah Thomas 1988 at the point guard position. Like, you have some pressure now, like at your position. If it was just him and Devin Carter, we would have to eat Dennis Schroeder no matter what, being our point guard every single night. Now he has someone where there could be a stretch easily where Westbrook's better than him at the point guard position, and he'll get a run. So I think it's just better for the whole team, and I'm excited to see a Hall of Famer in Sacramento.
Right on. Ish don't call often, but when he does, man, he cooks a little bit.
That's we'll a really call. That's we'll, a really good sports
yeah,
talk
we'll,
radio call.
We'll let you rock if you're making sense.
No, even if you're not.
Well, then we'll do it as a joke.
I'll be right with you, sir.
Oh, man.
Length is important.
It is. It is. Oh, I'm excited to hear from Cole.
I'll be right with you.
That's
sir.
Amazing. That's amazing. The dichotomy of two calls right there. Cole, what's up, baby?
What up, fellas?
We going to that OKC game together, man, me and you?
You already know. You already know. But this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to OKC game to rock my championship tee, right?
All
right,
settle.
Until Westbrook signed with the Kings, now I'm rocking my Russ against the world team. You know what I'm saying? I'm back to that. Like, and what, even Kings fans, like, look, yeah, Russ, you know, he's going to have some bad game shooting. He's going to have turnovers. That's our guy, Damian. You know what I'm saying? But he's also going to bring the dog that the Kings have been needing, have been wanting, the fans been wanting and everything. So I want to know, and I wish y'all could put a poll on YouTube, how many people that are dogging Russ have actually watched Russ play instead of just going off what the hell they see on social media. I'm tired of it. It's mad disrespectful. Shout out to the Brody. The Brody's here. Why not? Let's get it.
That's my
I'm
man.
With it.
All right,
I'm
Cole.
With it.
Coach, all right, Cole.
Coach says something. I'm going to say like, I ain't tripping. I don't think a lot of people don't watch Russell Westbrook. They and like watch games.
Yeah.
I think they watch highlights. I think they read box scores. I think they read the analytic breakdown, and they listen to Zach Lowe tell you that he's no good or something. I'm not saying that's what Zach said. I'm just using an example. You. And that's That's what they base their opinion off of. Because I think if you watch Russell Westbrook play, I believe it'll be more like what we've said of him is he does some really good things out there. Mm-hmm. There are times when he's straight up, I'm not going to sugarcoat, a disaster out there. You're going to get bad rest on some nights. And it's like, oh, and you know early. It's like, oh, no, he ain't got it tonight. He ain't got it tonight. You got him to still play him his minutes, but, you know, he ain't got it tonight. But if you watch him play, he does a lot of good things out there, a lot of good things, whether it's, you know, finishing at the rim, drawing fouls, his passing ability. I think his defense is better than most people give him credit for. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened with Zach LaVine and continues to happen with Zach LaVine. There was this narrative. There was this thought that he was just this turnstile on a defensive end. And then because you were forced to watch him play a little bit here in Sacramento, it's like, he's not as bad as I thought on the defensive end. He's not Gary Payton. But when you actually watch him play, he's not a turnstile. He's just not always locked down or in the right position. Same thing with Russell Westbrook. You ain't watching him. You're just going off of what other people say about him in some highlights. And I think I tweeted it out earlier. I think there's going to be a lot of really good moments for Russell Westbrook this year with the Kings. I think that doesn't mean he's perfect, nothing like that. But I think there's going to be a lot of really good moments where like, oh, man, that was fun watching Russ last night.
Yeah. I'm going to I knew today would be a wise day just for fun to look at mentions in Twitter. I do not own a basketball jersey
yet.
I will get a Russell Westbrook Kings jersey.
Oh, it's lit.
Under one condition.
Can we get matching ones?
Okay, two conditions. Oh, I do that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
station jerseys, except James, because James doesn't wear jerseys.
And he doesn't like Russell Westbrook.
And he doesn't like fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
So, like, we don't want to do anything fun with James. Mm-hmm. James has to be the same. Give him a referee shirt or something.
Joey Crawford jersey?
Yeah, there you go. The condition was, and you two changed my mind, if we're going matchies, I get it by Sunday. I want the jersey by Sunday because Katie and I are hosting that event at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. Kings tip-off Keon Ellis is going to be there. You could come through. The event is completely free. You can meet Keon Ellis. You can ask Keon Ellis all of these questions that you want to ask him. He's going to be there. Katie and I are going to be hosting. It's going to be an amazing event. It's always an amazing event. And we encourage you to come out 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. And right now, I've got my Actively Black Kings joint. I'd really like to throw a Russell Westbrook jersey over it if I can.
Definitely go down to the Roseville Galleria on Sunday. Check out my people. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have it live out there at the Roseville Galleria. But the killer is, I don't think it's going to happen by Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Because, number one, literally he hasn't signed yet.
Right.
Number two, it's going to be a different number, I think.
Yeah, and it's got to be at the only place to get it would be the team store. It's going to be difficult. But if I can get somebody in that organization who was listening, and you don't have to pretend like you're not.
You definitely are.
They literally told us you are. Help us out. One jersey. One day, you get doesn't even have to be his number.
Right.
Like, just make it a zero, put Westbrook on the back.
Right.
And then that could be it.
That's it.
Also, if you get the Ann Fong patch on there, I need that.
No, bonus points if you could throw in the Ann Fong patch.
So I went to the Kings team store.
Can you hold that thought? We should probably go to commercial.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It's D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Russ Dog said, where in the mall on Sunday is the Sacramento Kings thing going to be at? It's called Center Court. You won't miss it. It's right near the promenade where Q12, 27 and all them spots are. If you walk in, you'll see Kenny's favorite Gucci store, the Louis store, the Coach stuff. It's like right in the center circle of that.
That's crazy, bro. I've never bought anything out of those particular stores at that location.
Okay. Hey, you were trying to make a point before I rudely interrupted you. This man ain't listening to a word I'm saying. It's okay. That's my
fault.
I'm
locked in.
No, it's good. I got you. You were trying to make a point before I interrupted you before the break.
Oh, no, I was not. I was making a joke about Anfong patches on jerseys.
Oh, I thought you were following it up. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were following up the joke. I thought you were following
it
up.
Oh, no, I don't have anything serious to say.
Okay.
Good Lord. What do you think this is?
The serious hours are over. Yeah. That's fine.
That's it. 12:31.
Kyle's not off the clock, but he's very much off the clock. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
If you want the Anfong jersey on your patch on your jersey, you got to order it after October 24. From the Kings team store. Oh, so it's not going to work for Sunday, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I don't mind not having... I just want the Westbrook jersey in time for the event. Again, the likelihood... Today's Wednesday. Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Even if it gets announced tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, like, that's a quitting.
Announce it today.
Maybe they're not going to sign him until tomorrow.
The day.
Huh?
They're not going to sign him until tomorrow, though.
Why?
Because that's what James Hamm said.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's a game tonight. Sign him today. I don't know. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook coming through the tunnel tonight at the game. Not like us playing.
Jesus, they're going to play not like us again.
The first thing I saw in the chat.
Now I feel like Steph Curry. Like, could you just play something else?
The first thing I saw in the chatty house today was like, the pop-out concert really means something. Like, no, it doesn't?
Yes. The pop-out concert means something because DeMar DeRozan and Russell Westbrook are here. Very good. Very good. Next, we're going to get LeBron James, and we're going to have to pretend like he's not here. Just like we have to pretend like he wasn't at the pop-out.
Just sign Kendrick Lamar. Can he play the four?
Lamar is way too short to play the four.
We can try.
He is way... SZA might be more physically equipped to play the four than Kendrick Lamar
That's
is. There'll be a line of people signing up to guard her too. Boy, I wish those bottles of Baker family wine were still in here.
Oh yeah, weren't we supposed to get a little taste?
Well, we were running out of time, and like the commercial break was coming to an end. I'll just text Miller. I'll just text him. Like it's weird, super weird. Text the market manager. Hey, bro, could you bring that Uncle Nearest into the studio right quick? Kenny and I want to get a little.
Hey, we're trying to drink on air.
We're trying to get a little. That's. Like, let's not pretend it's frowned upon now. We celebrated by pouring a glass before the show started a couple weeks ago. Like, let's do that. But we took all the Baker family wines home. Otherwise, we'd be pouring that right here. We drank a couple bottles with Dusty himself and our man Chick. He's the true winemaker. These two collaborate, and they make the absolute best handcrafted small lot wines, and they do it right here in our city of Sacramento. Remember when they said we was all about Sacramento?
That's right.
And they thought they was insulting us. We definitely are, man. And we rock with people like Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines because they are Sacramento. And that tasting room is in West Sacramento. And y'all got to go try it, man. It's an amazing place to hang out. And the wine is spectacular. Try the rosé. It does not miss. You can go to BakerFamilyWines.com. Right now you could join Dusty's Clubhouse. You'll get news on exclusive releases. You'll get news on specials. And when all of the new season of wine comes out, you'll be the first to be alerted. Again, go to BakerFamilyWines.com to be a part of that. And big, big thanks to our man, Dusty Baker. We have a huge, our biggest. Essentially, the company's WrestleMania is tomorrow. And one of the big prizes is an autographed bottle of Baker Family Wine from Dusty.
Nice.
And there is a constant, yes, he is, no, he isn't, yes, he is, no, he isn't, as to whether Dusty's going to be here. And everybody is really hoping Dusty Baker is going to be here, because every time he walks into this building, everybody lights up.
That's my guy right there.
So I'm hoping Dusty pulls up on us tomorrow for Odyssey's WrestleMania.
That is my boy.
All right, man. Trista Crick coming up at 2:15. Jake Gaydon coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We'll get Jake's thoughts. Not as a joke. I want to ask Jake about his thoughts on his Patriots.
Yeah, man.
And Drake May and the way that those guys are playing. Then, of course, we'll get his thoughts on Russell Westbrook and the Sacramento Kings. I saw a good kid, Dad City, in here. I should have starred the message. I apologize for not doing it. Shout out to everybody here who's in the chat, by the way.
Big ups. Appreciate you.
All of the people watching on X and everybody watching on YouTube right now. We appreciate you in agree or disagree or happy or upset about the signing. We appreciate you coming here and sharing your happiness or sharing your frustration. Sports talk is talking with you. It's not just talking with me and Kenny, or me, Kenny, and Kyle, or me, Kenny, and Jesse, or whatever. It's just all of us converging and sharing our opinions and sharing our thoughts. And it goes almost certainly without saying, I'm thrilled Russell Westbrook is here. I tried to make the point that this is a need for the Sacramento Kings. They needed a backup point guard. But you can also ask the question of, what does this do for the Sacramento Kings and their win-loss total? And whether it's 36 wins or 44 wins or wherever you think that they'll fall, where does this weigh into that? It doesn't. Like, I just don't know that it does. I thought higher of Sacramento than most everybody except for you. And I thought they were in the range of 43, 44, 45. I feel worse about Keegan Murray being out in that win total than I do better about Russell Westbrook signing here. I think it helps. I do think it matters. I think it matters for cohesion. I think it matters for guys playing their natural position. And I'm hoping that leads to an uptick in wins. But one way or another, I don't think it's a big needle mover in that sense.
Right.
And it doesn't matter to me that it's not. It's a vet minimum contract. Like, from a removing the honor to gift hoodie in the Russell Westbrook fandom, it's fine. Like, it doesn't affect anything.
Right.
They had the money. It was nominal dollar. It's fine.
The other aspect of that, too, and because I agree with you 100%. I'm not changing how I feel about this team because they signed Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. I don't think, they're going to get.
Yes. No, thank you. just doing a radio show here, acrobat reader.
I don't look at this like, oh, they're going to add 7 wins to their win total because they. No. I think it'll help more than it'll hurt, but I don't think it ultimately is going to change who I think they're going to be as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You made a great point.
Thank you.
I think not having Keegan Murray for about a month or so kind of affects that. Once again, I think anybody that did feel like they could get to that point total of 42-43 assumed health. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, yeah, even if Keegan and Zach and Sabonis go down, they're still going to win. Nah. Talk about what these teams could do, any team, assuming health and not having Keegan Murray there for a month or so is going to be felt.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's got to be taken into consideration moving forward. But the Russell Westbrook signing itself, it doesn't make me feel differently about where I think this team could potentially end up.
I know this bothers Kings fans a lot because of the loss of Keegan Murray. And the loss of Keegan Murray is accentuated by the already known and understood lack of depth at that position. And I don't know how many times, I don't think it matters how many times we say it. I feel like we have to keep saying it. Like, from a realistic free agent standpoint, stay off the trade machine for now. Because there's so many, they just signed 6 months, this date, that date. Stay off the trade machine for right now. Mm-hmm. Realistically, what are you going to do about that? Right now, today. And I don't think there's a good solution. I don't think, again, Russell Westbrook, the signing as a basketball, not really moving the needle one way or another. Okay. You go find that, quote, depth at the four position. The same thing is going to be true. Mm-hmm. You might find players marginally better than what your options might be right now. And this is speaking from someone who has no clue what the options are. Mm-hmm. It's some form of Eubanks or Maxime Reynaud and Domas playing together. It's some form of working with a I don't want to call it an ultra small lineup, but a smaller lineup. That's essentially what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to keep using the same. Is Jay Crowder better than any of those options? I like Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder didn't even play here last year when he was extremely effective the first time he stepped on the floor. Straight out of Timberlands, didn't even dress it, shoot around. Started that game, for God's sakes, and was terrific. But he never, I don't think he literally never played again. It sure as hell felt like he never played again. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Kings' options in-house are worse, are any worse than that. It's right. Just kind of, they're in a tough spot. You can argue whether they did enough to address it in the offseason, and you could absolutely make the argument that they didn't. Mm-hmm. It's where we are.
Yeah.
It's just where we are.
And this is
– So Russ is playing the four, so just deal with it.
Well, look, though, during the break, I was talking to Sacktown Tony, who's our guy who's been listening and supporting us for a long time, so it's not personal or no situation. But he got upset that I talked about – people who disagree with us and tell them to watch basketball more. And that, number one, it wasn't the case at all. Like, just because you disagree with me doesn't mean that you should watch basketball more. There's people who watch a lot of basketball who I disagree with. It's perfectly fine. But this is where I will tell people, before you're so loud and boisterous about your feelings, maybe you should try to understand what's going on in the league, what's going on in the game a little bit more. And, yeah, maybe watch a little more basketball. Listen to some people outside of analytics guys and guys who actually play. Because I say that
nerds.
I say that to say there are scenarios where Russell Westbrook is guarding threes and potentially fours with the way the game is playing right now. And once again, somebody said it earlier, maybe it's easier to digest if you just say small ball lineup or three guard lineup instead of calling them a three. But if you watch, there's plenty of times when he's, however you want to say it, the small forward or part of a three guard lineup. He can defend those guys, certain guys, not all of them. But once again, he's not going up against LeBron all the time. And this is what you guys got to understand. Sometimes if Russell Westbrook is out there and there's a guy, say we have the Clippers, they're playing the Clippers, and you're asking him to guard Derrick Jones Jr., they're not going to start running the offense through him because he's 3 inches taller than Russell Westbrook and it's going to be a matchup problem. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how it works. He's still going to play his role. And because his role is minimal on the offensive end, you can get away with a guy like Russell Westbrook guarding a quote-unquote four or a three or something like that. But these are the things that you guys got to understand instead of just looking at the name position of a player and the 3 to 4, all this other stuff. Matchups, different matchups from different teams dictate what you can and can't do when you are trying to match up with those teams sometimes. And that's all I'm saying. It's not across the board that it's going to be fine for him to play the three or sometimes a four, but sometimes you can.
Here's the thing, KC. There's a lot of people who might just listen to this and go, man, Casey's full of crap. He don't know what he's talking about. Do you know who said something very similar to what you just said like a day ago? Mm. Doug Christie. Mm. Like we played, like that was part of the clip we played on the show. Mm-hmm. It was the day I said, I don't think Doug had, right. It was the first day after the Keegan, I don't think it was Sunday, so it must have been Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug was like, you know, yeah, it's, you know, you got matchup base, you small, and he lays out like four scenarios. And we hit pause on the clip and immediately came back and goes, I don't know if Doug knows what they're going to do yet. And like, I'm sure he has like five scenarios in his head for today. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident today he knows exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But then he laid out all of these different scenarios that I mean, I could dig through the clip and find it. It's literally what you just said. He essentially said the absence of Keegan Murray is going to create a lot of matchup-based situations for us. That's where he was mentioning, because I think Hammer asked him, Dario. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Dario and talking to him off the side of the court, and he was talking about what a pro Dario Saric is. Drew Eubanks came up in that conversation. He mentioned Max. He talked about throwing Neek out there in the rubber ducky line or whatever. That was all the same day. Mm-hmm. And everything you just laid out is what Doug said in a different way on Monday.
Right.
Matchup based assignments that there's going to be. And I know we want like if Dennis goes out, Russell Westbrook steps in. That's easy to figure out. Zach LaVine goes out. Mm-hmm. Malik Monk likely steps in. Keon Ellis steps in. Like there's not a lot of imagination used there. Keegan goes, and I think that makes people comfortable. Like when De'Aaron was out, Malik Monk is starting. That made people comfortable. When you lose a player like Keegan Murray, or you lose a player where there's like a, like we saw this with Domas, like Alex Lynn would start, but then he wouldn't before, you know, Valanciunas was here. Mm-hmm. You'd see kind of like a mix mash of, let's just try to figure out how to get through this. That's what Keegan is going to be. It's going to be patchwork. It's going to be what works best against Phoenix. What works best against Utah. What works best against the LeBronless Los Angeles Lakers. And like Doug and his staff and his front office, they're going to have to do this every single game mm-hmm. until Keegan is back. It's not comfortable. It's not fun. But it is reality. Mm-hmm. And I doubt we see a reserve one as the King starter for the next 4 weeks. I don't think that's what we get. I think we get Dario, Nick, we get exactly what Doug told us, exactly what you just laid out. We get a variety of different things over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks, starting tonight. Continuing on Friday. I doubt we see something tonight and see the same exact thing Friday.
Right. And that also comes when you don't have like nobody has a perfect roster, but when you don't have a good enough roster, mm-hmm. when you don't have guys waiting in the wings to just fill in for a Keegan Murray when he goes down or something like that. Yeah, it turns into a matchup situation. Like if you had just throwing out a name. If you had Naz Reid as the backup behind Keegan Murray, mm-hmm. yeah, Naz will just slide in and start.
Perfect.
Yep. Like we don't have to mix and match. But when you have a roster that's incomplete or a roster that's flawed or doesn't have all the components to it, that's when you do have to get into your bag of looking from game to game, watching different matchups and seeing what you can do to survive until that guy comes back. I remember I saw something forgot where I was watching. It was probably one somebody's podcast or something like that. But this is what coaching is to a certain degree. They were talking about Ty Lue in Cleveland. I think the year they won the championship.
Okay.
And he was saying something about how Ty Lue went up to Channing Frye, went up to like Richard Jefferson, and was like, "Yo, Rich, I'm just telling you right now, like, this ain't the series for you. Like, you ain't playing. it's just not the series. We don't have the matchup. We got a better matchup here. They like to do this. This rotation that they have, it works better if Channing Frye's out there. You ain't going to get no minutes. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, like, he didn't really play a whole lot that series. They advanced to the next series. He goes, all right, Richard, this one's more for you. Mm-hmm. Like, get ready. Get your mind right, because you're going to be in the rotation here. And that was on the highest level. That's with a championship team. That's with in the highest moments of the playoffs, where sometimes coaches and organizations look at it like, we got to go with what makes sense, what works, what works best against this opponent. It's not always the case, but sometimes you got to do that. And the Kings on a very lower level, because they don't have enough good players at that position and they're dealing with injury. Yeah, they may have to do that from game to game. Doug may have to do that from game to game based on the matchups like you just talked about.
Yeah, it's this is part of the angst that Kings fans are going to feel. There is no comfort to this roster, right? There's no security blankets. There's no, well, it'll be okay because of this. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people last year, at least through the second, maybe, I think following Doug's start, felt like, you know what, we'll get through this because we got Doug. And I was one of those people. I still am one of those people. I am a believer in Doug Christie. I'm a believer in people who work as hard as he does. I'm a believer in people who know the game the way that he does. I'm a believer of people who pour their all into. That man took job after job after job he didn't want. Mm-hmm. He was great at all of them because of the amount of work he put into it. That's this. And there's only so much he could do with the roster that he has, which goes back to, I think, people's biggest frustration with both of us is we don't think this roster is trash. Does the roster make perfect sense? Maybe not.
Absolutely not.
But, yeah. But some good ball players on here.
Yeah.
Let's see what Tom's talking about. We don't get a lot of Toms calling D'Lo and Casey.
Yeah, man. Let's see what Tom's talking
about. Tom, what's good, baby?
Why don't the Toms call you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why don't you call us
more? Why don't you
more?
Talk to the other Toms?
I'll have to check that at our next meeting.
No, thank you. Thank anyway. You, brother. Yes, thank you. Yeah. They're right after that. It's the same room that the Kyle meetings are in.
Hey, that's a good meeting also.
Yeah, it is. Mattson, Shanahan, it's great stuff.
So I wanted to tie – you mentioned a lot of these things. I want to kind of tie them together. So my topic is finding a four. Mm-hmm. And you're right that if you – Jay Crowder's not the answer. Looking at, you know, at the free agencies right now, there's nobody there. I don't think anybody would say there's somebody there that we need. So I think looking forward, it's a matter of whether it's the next couple weeks or whether it's the trade deadline. We got a lot of guards. So let's turn some of those guards into a four that we think is going to be with us for, you know, a few years, and away we go. Mm-hmm. Looking back, so if you look at some of the frustration, you know, we go to the games and my son and I for, you know, for years, a lot of screaming and yelling, we need a four, we need a four. Yeah. We've been saying that for 3-4 years. And maybe you could have got somebody else 3 months ago. You know, James Hamm mentioned it. It's, you know, if we're not wasting our time with Kuminga, you know, could we have gotten somebody else? Okay, that's part of the frustration, but it's in the past. So I'm looking at two things. I'm not a Westbrook fan, mm-hmm. but yes, he'll bring all the energy and all that. So I'm looking at it as maybe this is a way for Doug to say, I got six guards, and I'm telling you, you're all going to pick up 94 feet, and you're all going to play 10 minutes. And whoever doesn't like that doesn't like it, and one or two of you are going to be gone at the trade deadline anyway. So let's go, and that will make up for our, you know, our depth and our size and everything else on the back end. So that's the way I'm looking at Russell Brett Westbrook. I hope he doesn't slow down the development of a couple of the younger guys that I hope are guards here for a long time. So I hope they, you know, I've got that part figured out.
I hear you, Tom. I don't think he's going to. I think Keon's probably the most prominent person you're talking about. Yeah. He's not. I believe he's going to play.
I think so, too.
Tom, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to say this. Tom said, and Tom speaks for a lot of people that listen to the show, the tweet, that comment, and all this other stuff. We got a gluttony of guards. We needed a four. Why didn't they do something over the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle.
Kyle's just trying to do every time Kyle takes his headphones off and turns around, something we call him. What, Kyle, help.
What position, you watch the Warriors, what position would you say Jonathan Kuminga plays?
Man, that's tough. Probably the 3-4, typically.
Yeah.
Not the 4-3.
Not the 4-3, no. 3-4.
And they tried to trade who to get a guy that potentially could play the 4? Tried to trade guards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like, that's what they should have done this offseason. Well, that's literally what they were trying to do.
Yeah, which is why, sorry, Kyle, go ahead.
You go, because my thing is different.
Okay.
Well, why don't both of you guys go? Oh, no, we got Jake coming up.
You know what? Who cares? We'll come back.
All right.
It's, who cares what you think? Who cares what I think? I only care what Jake Gaden thinks. So we'll come back. Jake Gaden with us. Triss is with us. And I guess all that matters is what Kenny thinks. It's D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
D'Lo. I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, real quick, before we talk to our man Jake Gaden, I want to remind everybody, and we'll remind you again, Kenny Caraway is going to be out at Bar West today with our man Coach Brennan and Marion. The Coach's Corner is tonight at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1320. So if you're not going to the game, go to Bar West. Hang out with KC.
Pull up, and man. It's a good time.
Coach Marion and the sex.
Time. It's homecoming week, too. So the pageantry of homecoming week starts, it probably started yesterday, but let's say it starts tonight with the Coach's Corner.
Pageantry is a word for it. Real quick, before we talk to our man, Jake, can we show some love for our girl, Rachel?
Hey!
This is...
What up, Rach?
So Rachel and I, you know, Rachel's one of those people where, like, she's here in Sacramento, one of the best photographers, and... You know, we worked with her, and a lot of the pictures that you've seen us do on social media were taken by Rachel. A lot of the stuff the company uses for us was taken by Rachel. And every time it's like, hey, happy birthday, hey, whatever, she always reminds me that she's watching. And I just love that so much.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously, she's in San Antonio. She's doing amazing things out there with De'Aaron and the crew out there. But... It just means the world to me that Rachel left and is still tapped in with us.
She's
I just
cool
love that
too.
So much.
She just had a birthday. Just,
yeah, not that. No, it was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was the last time we talked.
Yeah, so happy belated birthday again, man. She hella dope, man. Like you said, a lot of the pictures that you see, D'Lo and KC, man, was
and this truth be told, this is why I'm going to hold a vendetta against De'Aaron forever.
Facts.
He took Rachel.
Rachel.
Yeah, he could. I don't care what he says about Sacramento.
He went too far with that. Yeah. He went too damn far.
Like, hey, you could say whatever you want to say to whoever you want to say it to. I want Rachel back. But we lost Rachel, and she's doing great things out there in San Antonio. So, Rach, thank you as always for not only watching, but reminding me that you're watching.
Oh, she's having fun going on the Riverwalk. Sounds like a blast.
Don't do that. You ain't even been there. Don't do
that. Go to the Alamo,
Rach.
Don't
do that. Don't do that.
Go to the Alamo. It's lit.
Jake, you been to San Antonio?
I have multiple times.
Did you enjoy it?
It's actually my favorite city in Texas. No
wow.
joke.
Wow.
No, hold on. It's better than Austin.
Okay, so yeah. Austin's fun, but I went to Austin for other reasons, right? So if I'm saying like I love Austin and I think Austin's a really fun like party city, but like I go to Austin, I've gone to Austin twice, one to cover a UT game and then two for a bachelor party. It's fun for those reasons and whatnot. Like if I want to see what just happened? Did we just go black?
No. Well, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Well.
Okay.
Well, compared to some of the other shows you do, yes. You did, but
so
we're here.
People say at the station every day at noon.
That's
it. My screen went crazy for me in a second.
That's your new transition, by the way. D'Lo and Casey, we're going black next time on ESPN 1320.
Screen went black on me for a second. My bad, fam. Yes, I've been there. It's fun. Great rooftop bars out there. Can I add to the Rachel love for 30 seconds?
Jake's definitely gone black, by the way. Like, Joe, Jake's. Go ahead, Jake. Talk about race. Go ahead, Jake.
Just want to say, for a person that's, you know, who understands grinding up from absolutely nothing and having to make your name for yourself and do something for yourself and started UC Davis, as I believe she was on the gymnastics team or something mm-hmm. like that.
That's right.
Started her own portfolio and grinded her way. Just like, if anybody wants to see what it takes to make it in this business and the sacrifice you have to say, you know, you have to do, go to Rach. That girl grinding her way up to where she's at right now. And like, I'm like you guys, she's taking photos for me at CBS 13. She is like the star of the show here in Sacramento. And I will never, ever, ever, ever be okay with her leaving with the Fox family.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Damn. And shout out to San Antonio too. I've never been there. Like, I'm the type of person, I have a good time in Bakersfield. It really don't matter. Like, I go anywhere.
I would never go to Bakersfield.
You over here trashing San Antonio, and you're on your way to Bakersfield.
It's a little bit of a backhanded compliment because I'm saying I could have a good time in Bakersfield, and I'm comparing Bakersfield to San Antonio. But I could have a good time anywhere. I have a good time anywhere.
Yeah. I can. I've been to some trash cities before. Just let me go to my room and go to sleep. I'm just going to go to bed.
I ain't have a good time anywhere,
any
man.
To do this.
I may be out longer in other places.
Yeah, spend a week. Spend a week in Auburn Hills and tell me that. You have a good time anywhere.
I can get to Detroit from there.
I spent 2 years there. Never going back.
Detroit is not close to Auburn Hills.
Oh, I can get there.
You could.
They got a Chili's.
Truthfully, bro, I don't remember. All I remembered was land. You talk about a cow town. If the airport was in Auburn Hills, it'd be like, where the hell are we?
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, not pretty. Okay, let's start. Not start. That ship has sailed. Russell Westbrook is the Sacramento King. Jake, your thoughts?
I think it signals a couple of things, guys. I think first off, it signals that they've gone through training camp and Scott Perry firmly believes that they didn't have a backup point guard on the roster. And they saw what Malik had done. They have seen what Devin had done. And they've seen what Keon had done and said, you know what? If Dennis Schroeder gets hurt, God knows, at any time this season, I don't know who's going to really back him up. And I think they sat there and said, you know what? We don't have a true point guard in the roster, and none of those three guys that I just mentioned can do it. That's one. Two, I think that Russ brings the six intangibles that Scott wants on this roster. Mm-hmm. He wants toughness, physicality, professionalism, and I think those are the pillars that he wants this team to be known by. Third and foremost, I think it's because, you know, Russ is here because he has the relationships with the players already on the team. I think if you heard what Dennis Schroeder said this morning, he's a close friend of Dennis. DeMar loves him. Zach loves him. Domas loves him. Those are your four main guys that you're going to lean on and your leaders of this team. They're saying, bring this dude in. You're going to do it. Now, my question was, you know, hey, what does that mean for the rest of the roster? And I think you guys kind of touched on it. I think Devin Carter, I think his minutes are gone, quite honestly. I think now you play Russ alongside Keon or Malik, but I think each night one of those two might not be getting their full, you know, allotment of minutes. I also think it's going to be a lot of game plan based every single night. Like, Russ will be the backup point guard. So if you think that his minutes are going to be chopped, they're not. They'll be there consistently each night. I think what that means is for the guys like Nick Clifford, Malik Monk, Keon Ellis, whoever you play as the backup four, those are the numbers that are going to be different each night based on the matchup you're playing. Can you play small ball? Okay, then maybe you play more guard heavy. But if you're playing a long, lengthy team like a Clippers team tonight, right? You're gonna see guys like Keon, and you see guys like Malik probably get their minutes chapped because of that.
You mentioned Neek, and that's one direction I was gonna go to. He may not. Let's just say, for instance, he was gonna play 22 minutes a night. I'm just throwing out a number. With Russ there, that 22 might turn into 15 a night, and until they can balance out the roster a little bit more and clear up some of the logjam there, I think his minutes might be the one that get cut down as well. I think you're gonna see a lot of the second units in there. It's Malik, Keon, and Russ. Like, I understand why people think Malik's minutes might get cut into, and they probably literally might, but I think he's going to play with Russ in that second unit more than people realize.
I agree. I think also, though, again, it's matchup-based. If they need a better defender, a better defense out there, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Neek getting it over Malik, just because of Neek's skill set defensively over Malik's skill set, especially if it's a longer wing or a bigger forward team.
What do you think we see tonight when Doug has to throw a lineup out there on the floor, figure out a rotation? Like, we've only got two preseason games left. We talk about dress rehearsal. Like, the Kings need to have a dress rehearsal. Probably got a little bit more urgent with the loss of Keegan Murray, because it's not just the starting lineup you have to figure out. It's the closing lineup you got to figure out. And maybe it'll be situational along the way. But your whole – whatever idea Doug had for the construction of substitutions died last weekend. And now you've got to figure something else out. Of course, you got Russell Westbrook coming in here. He won't play tonight. We'll see what happens on Friday. But what do you think we see tonight after hearing from Doug the last couple of days?
Clunkiness. And I think you're going to see a lot of mismatched rotations that he's going to be tinkering with and testing. He revealed a really interesting quote yesterday, and shout out to our guy Jeremiah, who asked this. They asked, you know, do winning preseason games matter to you? And he said, no. I've seen teams go 0-4 and make it to a conference championship. I've seen teams go 4-0 and lose 15 games. So I think the winning and losing is not what he's looking for tonight. He's going to see what works, and especially in chunk plays. So in 4-minute stretches and 8-minute stretches, and see what combination works. And I think, you know, a Clippers team that you're going to see tonight is going to be a great barometer of what you might see around the NBA this year in terms of the length that they'll face tonight. So a lot of clunkiness. I think you're going to see a lot of surprising lineups. I'm intrigued to see who actually ends up starting at that 4 position tonight, but I'm even more intrigued to see who ends with it, right? And I think it's much more important who ends the game there than who starts the game there. I won't be looking at minutes. I'll just be looking at combinations. But clunky. It's going to be clunky tonight. I think it's a testing period, and then they're going to try to implement a plan for the first 5 games and see how it goes. So I think it's not going to be a finished product within the first week of the regular season or the first 2 weeks. I think they're going to be testing this until Keegan comes back. I am intrigued, though. You know, the situational-based thing is going to be a lot, not just on Doug, but his coaching staff. Like, I am intrigued to see, you know, what his coaching staff presents to him each week and each game, saying on the scout of, like, hey, this is who I think we need to play and how we need to play against them, and then how they monitor minutes off of that. So how this team goes forward, I guess, has to do with the play of the players on the field, on the court. But I think it has even more to do with how, you know, Doug is pulling the strings, you know, behind the scenes and what he decides to do with his lineups on a consistent basis each night based on the opponent. Because that's going to be a lot on him and his coaching staff of what that looks like moving forward.
For the record, starting with Beam Team 1,
mm-hmm.
preseason records, 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, Beam Team 2 went 1-4.
Okay. I remember that.
Last year, they went 0-5.
I didn't think they won a game last year, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So a combined 1-9?
Well, they're one of their last 12 preseason games.
Yeah, Jesus. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
One of their last 12 preseason games here in Sacramento. Everything's great.
You know what? Can I tell you what bothers me about that, though, Jake, KC? Both of those seasons, they got off to slow starts. Mm. Even the post-Beam Team year, that second year that they lost to, they beat the Warriors in the play-in and then lost to the Pelicans for the 47th time.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, they started slow that year. Like, they started slow. I feel like even the Beam Team 1 year, they started slow.
So that, but that's
a counterpoint. They were
5-0, and they started off 0-4.
So what? I counter my own points every once in a while.
I just think those first 18 games, guys, are going to be super interesting. Like, you played Minnesota twice. You played Denver
yeah.
twice.
Whatever, man. like here's what I would – like everyone, I would like everybody to get on the same page with this.
Good luck.
Because we go one of two ways. Boy, the start of this season, find me 3 wins in the first 21 games. Find me 8 wins. That's fine. It's fun. Like, I get it. But in a breath later, we'll go, oh, basketball doesn't even start till Christmas. Okay, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Denver, all of these are dangerous teams in October, but the season doesn't start until December. Oh, no one's even taking things seriously until December. Okay, so which was it? So the Kings just stink.
Right.
And all of these teams who aren't even taking the league seriously for 3 months, because we all believe that those are contending teams, right, is really the contenders that don't kick it into high gear until November. Just the Kings are so bad, the teams that don't care, they're just going to beat your ass.
Yeah. Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it one Mike?
No one's ever answered that question.
Is a black girl lost a shorty owe you five?
He didn't answer that one either. Nas.
Guys, are you speaking parcel tongue? I got no idea what that was.
Oh, Jake.
Am I too white for this conversation?
Yes. A very obviously, yes. Jake, you're never going to land a black woman if you say that out loud.
Jake, just, all right, do us a favor. When you get done, go listen to Uchi Wally.
Okay.
And then listen to one mic. And then this might make sense.
Okay. I'll do some digging.
Listen to the unedited version of Uchi Wally.
Go play it through the CBS 13 speakers.
Go grab producer Roe. Bring him into the office and have him walk you through this.
History lessons with Roe. We love it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll ask you this question, Jake. Do you think the Kings got better today?
No.
Okay.
But I don't think they got worse, though.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
It boils down to whether you like or dislike Russell Westbrook. That's it.
I don't dislike Russ. I just don't know if they
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. People's reaction to this signing boils down to whether you like or dislike Russell Westbrook. You won't find many bigger Russell Westbrook fans than me. I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled that he's going to be playing here. I don't think it matters to the win-loss record. And if it does, it's plus one,
right.
Two. Like, I don't think it's a big – Russell Westbrook is going to be exciting to watch. He's going to be – on House of Highlights, the Sacramento Kings are going to be on House of Highlights multiple times this year. It might not always be for the right reason, but it's going to be there. And what I love about this current version of Russell Westbrook is he'll be the first person to tell you that, because he has at a press conference. You might get a breakaway dunk. I might throw the ball into the second row. He said that. He recognizes where his game is at this stage in his career. And the worst thing was, like, because look, I puffed my chest out a lot at 12:30. There was one thing about Russell Westbrook that I have been told I was just wrong about. When he opted out of Denver, we said that day, oh, he's signing somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he knows who that is. Now, we got tipped off to the Kings thing pretty early, but there was enough time between him not having traction or seemingly having traction with anyone else and that opt out for us to ask a few questions. And the response we got was, nope, he just didn't want to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. And he'll not be there at all cost, but he feels good about where he's at. And that's what we were, that was it. That's what we were told. And that's not what I thought the case was. I thought when he opted out, oh, he knows.
Right.
He knows he has a place in the league. It's he knows exactly where he was going. And I was told straight up, no, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He does not.
Yeah.
Then the King stuff started to bubble, and that came together pretty quickly.
Now we could.
I don't know why it took so damn long, but it did.
Guys, the thing with Tim, by the way, the caller before this, can I push back on adding a four? Can we start talking more about adding like a five and moving Domas to the four? Like, is that like what? Why do people not think about that? Like,
because
I think we think that.
I'll tell you what. You're not wrong per se, because I can see him playing the four, but he's not athletic enough and he doesn't shoot good enough in the NBA today to be a four. That's.
You haven't seen him shoot three pointers in training camp, my friend.
I haven't. You got breaking news for us? He's now a sharpshooter?
I just think his shot looks quicker this year. I wouldn't be surprised if it takes another uptick where he, instead of doing 1 to 2 threes, it's maybe 2 to 3 instead of 1 to 2. Mm. I think there's his shot is, I think, has gotten a little bit better. Just putting that teaser out there from what I've seen.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
There's a lot of practice three-point shooters.
I ain't seen it yet.
Hey, he's got to do it in the game, guys. You're not wrong.
But that's like on the flip side, RIP, we haven't seen – Dennis Schroeder play good in the games yet. That doesn't mean he's not good or this is who he's going to be with the Kings. Just because I think Sabonis maybe has taken 4 threes so far in the first two games, and I don't think he's made any. That doesn't mean his shot hasn't improved and he won't be ready when the season starts to show that he's got that.
You know what shot. I would like, though? Shoot. Mm-hmm. Shoot it. Shoot the ball. Like, I feel like this is a season-long thing. Shoot it. And I don't care where you shoot it from. I don't care if it's the corner. I don't care if it's a straightaway. I don't care if it's a centimeter from the basket. Shoot the ball. Because he's not going to take a low percentage shot. He's not going to force anything. 10 times out of 10, he's going to take a high percentage shot. Just take more of them. Because they're absolutely there for you.
Agreed.
What are we going to do with Keegan Murray out? What are we going to – I don't know. Domas, for 4 to 6 weeks, just become a 22 to 24 point per game scorer rather than an 18 to 20 point per game scorer.
And to Jake's point, though, that is how you get through some of this Keegan Murray stuff. There may be times and situations where, you put Domas at the four and you put either Eubanks or Reynaud at the five.
Mm-hmm.
And – I know it looks different, sounds different, maybe because you're guarding different people. But because Reynaud can shoot the ball, or at least we believe he can shoot the ball really well for a big guy, all they're doing is kind of flipping roles. Like, you don't have to put Domas out on the perimeter because he's a four. You now have Reynaud as the stretch five, and Domas can still work as the hub around the elbow and around the paint, even though he's technically, quote-unquote, the four in that situation. So that may be one of the things. I think Doug talked about that the other day, is one of the potential options, sliding Domas down to the four and having one of the bigs play the five and going with a two big lineup in certain situations.
Jake, real quick, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your New England Patriots.
AFC East, baby. We're leading it. All right. Get excited about Drake May. We're making the playoffs this year. It's going to be.
You are,
he's an MVP conversation, fam.
Wait,
like,
okay. All right.
MVP
okay. Conversation. What conversation? Okay. Like, what conversation? Who's having
what
this conversation
at the Gaydon household?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It's in a group chat. It's in the group chat. Before I go, though, I got to ask you this, okay? Did you guys see on Twitter how Joe Mazzulla and the Boston staff, coaching staff, played the Boston media?
Did you guys see that on X? Yes.
Saw it on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm frozen.
No, you're not. You're right.
Did you guys see that?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're good,
you
Jake.
It came back. Okay. Yeah. Did you guys see that, though?
Yes.
We did see it. Yes.
Okay. So Casey, I threw it out on Instagram or on Twitter last night. Do you like that starting lineup? Do you think we could compete with that lineup right there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I like the starting lineup. I like the roster. I'd like to find a way to get D'Lo in there at some point.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
You know what I mean? But I like the roster. Whenever you see Doug again, whether it's tonight or, you know, tomorrow, practice, whatever, tell him we're ready.
You can get me out there. You can get me out there, and you know what my job will be? I'll get Bobby Jackson to chase me all over the floor. I'll wear Bobby out quick.
A screen setter.
I'm like, go ahead. Just follow me around the floor, Bobby. That's your only job.
Hi, I'm ready for it. I'm going to call it out here on D'Lo and KC. Doug Christie don't want that smoke.
Let's go.
Don't want that smoke. Let's go, okay? We're going to put up more than
don't call him out that way. Just say we'll play the game. Yeah, we don't have to talk.
Yeah, don't.
We don't have to talk to him that way.
Yeah, calm down.
But we will put up more than just 4 points.
Oh, we definitely put up more than 4 points.
Jake Fox.
I will guard 94 feet and show some of these players.
Now let's go.
On the current Kings roster, what 94 feet looks like. All right.
Let's go. By the way, I'm not playing defense in this situation. Nothing, right? I'm not playing defense.
I'm intrigued, though. Yo, good friend Mo Reagan, I think she could run the point like no other, fam. All right. I would be intrigued to see how she does.
Yeah. I'm not playing defense, though.
So what was the lineup? I assume it was Mo, Casey, Jake. Who else?
No. Mo, Deuce, Casey, Katie Christensen, and Andrew Martin over at Fox 40. You would have myself, another person over at 1140. We won't say. Another person over at 1140.
No, what are you? Jake, get out of here, bro.
This is ridiculous. Hey, he's with you.
Get out of here, Jake. We'll see you Sunday.
KCRA3's Jake Gayden.
Yeah, what's going on
here?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, fam. I don't have that Super Bowl ring I can show everybody. I apologize.
It's all good, man.
Shout out, Jake. By the way, it was Mark Jones and it was Leo who were also going to be on the bench.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
We score more than four, though, Jake. I'm with you.
Wow. We're scoring more than four. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Okay. Jake, we'll see you Sunday night.
Sounds good, fam.
All right, buddy. Hey, I didn't want to say this with Jake on the screen. It's not crazy, the Drake May thing. Okay. Yeah, well, wait a second.
Wait a second.
We
Excuse
looked.
Me?
Well, hey, how the hell did that happen? Did you do that? Okay. Now listen, real quick. We looked at Baker's numbers. We looked at Garrett Goff's numbers. I think we looked at Darnold's numbers. I'm leaving a quarterback we looked out. Drake May, 1,500 plus yards, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on the season.
Jake is smitten.
73% completion percentage. Those numbers are in line with the other quarterbacks we were talking about. I think it's Baker right now today, but he's right there.
So
he's to what Jake said, he is in the conversation.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal as well. We're just also dismissing the people that we don't think are gonna win. Like, we don't think Patrick Mahomes is gonna win the MVP.
I'm talking about right now, the conversation right now headed into Week 6. Patrick Mahomes isn't in the conversation.
Is Drake May in the top five?
I don't think so.
Then that's where the conversation is.
Okay, but he might be. Like, I think. That was terrific. That was funny. And we've got to go to commercial. So Jake was getting ready to make his point. Just like, nah, got to go. We love you, Jake. Trista Crick is with us next. I just imagine her making like a weird face when we bring up Russell Westbrook. I don't know. We'll find out next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.